Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There you go, Tobin. I'll send you the $50, dude. I really appreciate that. I needed that.
So I went to an unbiased party.
Yes.
Mima.
Okay. All right. Well, okay.
And I explained to her what happens.
Yeah.
She goes, they just cuddle?
Yeah.
I sent you the link.
Not everybody's looking for the hanky-panky, Leroy.
Yeah.
Some people just want to be held. My morale is up.
Agreed. Agreed.
You have to.
I'm not saying. I'm not listening.
The hug rules before you enter.
Oh, there's hug rules.
Hug rules.
The hug session begins, the client must read Alexandria's hug rules.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not. Again,
you want
she
to hug?
Emphasizes I'm not that saying, her cuddling yeah, services are platonic.
If you want to cuddle,
yes,
you want to clean off first.
So it is. So it sure is. It's the same when you go to a massage parlor.
Is it? Are there
Leroy, do you go to a massage parlor?
Wow. No. This is getting incriminating. Wait a second.
No. Why? I don't have to. My wife is a licensed massage therapist.
Then why are you so short?
That is so true.
But like, why?
That's good. You got a table? You know
being what? Married has some
he does have a table.
Like, I don't even want to.
So, like, but I'm just
have
saying.
Have you guys ever done a couples massage?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Why are you looking at me like an idiot? People do it. Yeah. I've gotten a couple's massage before.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we sat through one. My wife and I were on vacation last time. We sat through one of those boring travel guide things to pretend like we wanted a timeshare, so we got a free couple's massage.
For like an hour and a half, you had to do that?
Nah, we tapped out after like 40 minutes. I'm like, just give us our free stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Guy loved it. He used to play baseball, so he was like telling us all about his career. And I was like,
I'm saying it based on real stuff. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But I'm trying to get my mind into a place where during the course of a stressful day, I say, you know what? I'm going to make an appointment for a hug.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a hug. What did LL Cool J say? I need hug, right? I think that's more or less, if I'm not mistaken.
Minus one yourself.
That's fair.
Like, I don't understand why people think I'm being whatever the word you want.
Because if you go in with those intentions, you might as well go somewhere else.
Correct.
Not everybody has somebody, Leroy. There's a lot of loneliness in the world.
Trust. Exactly. But and she's just trying to cure it.
And also, why all the hug specialists look good?
Well, there's only one.
There's only one we know of. It's only Alexandra.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You never know if there's more.
She's a CPH, right?
She is a CPH.
I sent you the link. You can see her for yourself.
She's a CPH.
You might not think on the phone.
She's not a hobgoblin.
I saw 3 years ago, actually, Kai Cenat hired a professional cuddler live on his stream.
People watched him sleep, didn't they?
They do that often, which is strange. Very strange.
People I don't do get that
one. People are lonely.
Okay.
Those people need cuddlers.
So I'm looking at the picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's hugging that teddy bear with some evil intentions. Like it don't look like that.
I don't like that.
You don't know what's in her heart.
Now you're accusing her.
I'm looking at the pictures,
intentions?
Dude. I'm looking at the pictures.
What about her hugging the man with the bathrobe?
True.
And what about them laying in bed sipping champagne?
That's the point, though. You're supposed to enjoy company and cuddle.
Exactly.
Okay.
Take the edge off.
I got you. Take the edge off.
I don't believe it.
Too much?
Listen, I get it.
Stop.
Sorry.
I get it. But I'm not. I'm just saying. Wait, let me ask you a question. You see a couple in bed. mm-hmm. in bathrobes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Drinking champagne and laying up next to each other.
Yeah.
You ain't thinking he just there for a cuddle.
I'm going to
drink this champagne, get a hug,
if
and be out.
If he is specifically going to the cuddle room, then I do, actually.
There's probably cameras there, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Security.
If someone surpasses the hug rules, then I'm pretty sure they get escorted out.
And she's a looker, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't...
Oh, my God. Leroy, stop with the looks.
I like to say,
Why am I stopping with the looks?
You may think that someone is beautiful, and the other person may not think that person is beautiful.
I think you have a... What happens in this situation, Leroy, is you have a referee in there, Ed Hugley. And what he does is...
Okay. No way.
Illegal what? Formation.
Oh, God. That's unfair. This guy gets a point for that.
Point for Tobin.
He said illegal formation.
Wait.
Encroachment.
It's not about looks. It's about what's inside. Oh, she just ironically looks really good.
Oh, my goodness.
So when see, no, can I just tell you?
Yeah.
When people see the picture of her setup
mm-hmm.
and then see a picture of her, right? Is that what attracts them, or the idea of a hug attracts them?
I could have not seen her and
still
been
interested.
The idea
of being understood attracts
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I need someone emotionally available there for me sometimes.
You better stop. 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 Nobody believes
Don't
you, Marcos.
Don't put Marcos down. Come Don't on. Put Marcos down.
This is what I want,
him.
Leroy. This is what I need. I want to be one of these people.
Ineligible touching downfield.
Okay, I'll say.
Yeah. 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 Illegal man in the backfield.
Oh, no.
We're having fun.
Illegal hand on the backside. That's a 15-yard penalty. And then they back off away, and then they do cuddling from across the room.
Like, ass interference.
This is why it is in Poland and not in South
Africa. You think they're not doing what we're doing in Poland?
Looks like. I don't know. Let's go to Poland.
I'm telling you.
Looks like that's offsides.
Before the hug session begins. That don't seem like a hug session. That looks like a date that ends with hugs. Right? Because they're doing a lot of stuff.
There's a cafe in Japan, or I think it's Korea. It's one of the two. That they're handsome men just go there in their business clothes, and women come and just have casual conversation, and then they pay
That's
for the
different.
Conversation.
That's called
leave.
A bar.
No. It's like a one-on-one. Like, just casual conversation, baby. There's not enough.
That's different, though. You in your suits and whatever.
You're not
it's a group, room full of people. You ain't going into a back room with a bed and a shower and drinking champagne in a bathrobe, laying up next to somebody.
Yeah, but you come from this perspective. Like, you're in a happy marriage. You're not alone. You're not lonely. Like, these mm-hmm. people are lonely. They're looking for a little bit of time to just share some human connection.
With a pretty That's girl. Right.
Or a handsome man.
Yeah, or me.
But she's the only one that does it.
Or a webby frog. You know, it doesn't matter. We're not judging. See, look at this.
Look. Look at that. Look at it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Small spoon. Play with hair. Look at that. You can.
Well,
these are all, these
first
are
of all.
Secret telling.
Wow. 300, huh?
That's a big ass arm holding him down.
Look at that.
He might be a little scared.
Listen, he's pretty tiny. I don't think he could be a big spoon.
Right. He looked like he's scared.
Remember when people thought it was more impressive?
No,
that
he's probably like, he's uncomfortable with his feelings.
No, he's uncomfortable with the $300 he just got rid of for a damn hug.
Because he paid that money with that intention, okay? If he didn't want that,
then why is he not
left?
Why does he not look happy?
You know, though, I think it's him because maybe he just wasn't in a happy time because he paid for a couple cuddlers. I guess he was trying
exactly.
to get
his money. Exactly. You're looking at this all wrong, Leroy.
I guess I am. I listen, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm looking at it in the right frame of mind.
Look at this
See,
one.
Look, now he looks more comfortable there. He kept going.
I don't know. He kind of has the same face. He really just seems like he's just unhappy.
Maybe
with
that's
the
just
experience.
His pensive face.
Mm-hmm. But you see, you know, it. You can be the big spoon, the little spoon, secret.
Look at
cuddling.
That. Look, he broke it down. Small, big, back spoon, small mm-hmm. spoon, cuddling, yeah. extra,
Playing
play
hair.
With hair.
Illegal hands to the tush.
I hope they ban the tush push there.
Take a break. Back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop massive savings on a...
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take guys up until 2. Bro, I need to get my hands on the Sergei Bobrovsky bobblehead. I've wanted a bobblehead in a long time, but the Panthers yesterday sent this email of a Sergei Bobrovsky bobblehead, and I gots to get my hand on one. I love Bob, man.
When is this going to be available?
I don't know. I think you have to buy it like as a... I think you have to buy like 4 games, and I don't buy Panthers games.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
But I want this Bob bobblehead really bad.
Call somebody at the Panthers. Didn't they showcase
that? Hey, Galen! Galen, tell the Panthers I want a Bob bobblehead!
Okay, but you're not getting your $60 million.
Odyssey points.
I would talk to my boy, Dougie, this weekend when I'm doing Panthers Insider. I'll say, hey, Dougie, why don't you put one of those bad boys to the side?
Yeah, man. Give me a little side of that Bob. Like,
baby.
It's long hair Bob, too.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Here we go. Look at that.
Love that.
Look
wow,
at that.
Wow, cool. That is cool.
That is a cool looking bobblehead.
Does that actually look like Bob?
Oh, look at her. You know, J-Fig, it looks a little Sam Reinhardt-ish, if I'm honest, with long hair.
Dark, right?
He's too dark.
But Bob always does that thing where like he does the pre-season buzz cut and then the hair just flows the rest of the season.
That's true.
So it's not like he never has the long hair.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Let me see this again.
By the way, did you see I saw Andy Slater reported that they have announced a date for the Winter Classic that's going to come down here.
Yeah, how's that going to work again?
Oh, we're going to have ice.
Okay.
Outside.
All right.
And I think it's going to be at Marlins Park or Lone Depot Park, whatever the hell they call it now. No pay anybody park.
Same seas.
Yeah, Slater Scoop, the Florida Panthers will host the NHL Winter Classic at Lone Depot Park January 2nd, 2026 against the New York Rangers. I got to go to that. That sounds like an incredibly fun event.
I'm sorry.
They had one in the big house 1 year.
Oh, that's got to be cool.
100,000.
Who show was that, a Red Wings game?
I'm not sure who played. I'm guessing it had to be the Red Wings.
What?
The Winter Classic was cool, but legitimately the coldest game I've ever been to. Now, I've only been to like 2 cold games, but it was so cold. Oh, my God. Because that wind at Yankee Stadium gets crazy up in the upper deck.
Sit closer.
Oh.
Well, this is the tickets we got, dude. I'm sorry.
Lash them out.
But I want to go to that game. Even if it just, you know, for disaster purposes.
Sorry, you said the date again, and I'm trying to...
January 2nd, 2026. So it's a year away.
Okay. All right. Well, that... Okay. All right.
What are you looking at? You look at the ticket prices?
It has to be a year away. January 2nd's already gone.
I thought he said 25th. I just don't know.
Oh, yeah. We're having the game in 2 weeks.
You know, the NBA did this to me recently, so I wouldn't put it past the NHL. Like, how am I going to get the lava ready in 2 weeks?
How about the Browns have to go to Cleveland again next year?
The Browns got to go to Cleveland. That's amazing.
I mean, look at that. The Dolphins.
They do?
The Dolphins, yeah.
Why?
Because they want Leroy.
The schedule's already out.
Well, not the order. I mean, I still got to see prime time games. Not the order,
but you already know who you're playing.
I believe Joe Boothrow is coming here next year.
Yep.
Got to go back to Cleveland, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, went all right this last time around. Are you going to go for that game again? If it is?
I wouldn't say it went all right. He missed his flight. The game was moved up. Didn't get to hang out.
He wanted the game moved up, though.
Yeah, that worked.
I wanted it moved up. I didn't want it at 8 o'clock at night, so I could get 12 seconds of sleep.
Still missed an hour.
Jeez. Wow. It's like that, huh?
By the way,
not my fault they closed off the parking garage at MIA.
Awesome. We gotta put like
don't Jennifer.
No. Okay.
Like you got some nerve, young lady. You got some nerve talking about being late. Tyreek Hill over here.
Okay.
Do not compare me.
Wow.
Why? Wow. Because you're
lashing
white?
Out. No, what? Oh. Minus one. What does that even have to do with anything?
Exactly.
That's fair.
Minus one.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Yeah. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Dolphins. It's now like the official offseason. Is it done now and everybody's done talking for a while? Everybody can shut up and we got to just lick our wounds and watch the playoffs?
That is right. That is right. Are you going to boycott any of the playoffs?
No, why would I boycott the playoffs?
I don't know. Sometimes I just get depressed and I'm like, who cares about football?
I have, you know, there's only one thing I'm really rooting for this week, and that is somehow for the Broncos to beat the Bills.
Oh.
And we can all laugh at the Bills for getting bounced after their best season ever.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm rooting for that. Definitely, you know, because I got to get my petty watch on.
Love that.
That's how I like to watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
I like to root against people. Although I am rooting for the Ravens. Mm. Yeah, I've never been the biggest Mr. Unlimited fan in the world.
Okay.
But I think they're going to get smoked. I mean, they've been terrible, the Steelers.
Ah.
And this is kind of the Steelers' bag. Like, hey, you put together a nice regular season, you bow out in the playoffs, unless you play the Dolphins, of course.
Mm.
If you play the Dolphins and you beat the Dolphins, then you get to
win.
Move on.
Yeah, for sure. Usually a win.
But why would I book it? Why? You're just not up for playoff? Just you're done with it already?
You know, it's like every year we're back at it again. Year 25.
You ready for another winter of Kelsey?
Another winter of Kelsey. I'm still waiting on him to reveal the final stage of the plan. Don't know what's going on.
Didn't you tell us he was going to break up with her like a year ago?
I know, but then everyone exposed the plan, so he had to do a misdirection. We talked about
it. Well, the misdirection, I believe, is leading to them moving in together.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, that's
they're looking
where
for
happens.
Where to move right now.
That's where it happens.
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you where they're going to move.
Where's that?
Not Kansas City.
Yeah, it's true. Anywhere.
Well, Kansas the City. Reports were it's possibly they're going to move to Tennessee.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
close
it.
Enough to both their families.
But she doesn't really sing country music anymore.
Exactly. Right.
You know?
That's where her family is. So.
No, but it's okay because, you know, now that she's on the downside of her career, you know, she can just relax.
Yeah, JFig did say her album sucked.
That's what, I'm just going off of JFig.
I did not say that. Let's not go ahead and put words in my mouth. I'm
pretty sure that's what you said.
Just going off of her words.
Did not say
but, like,
that.
And also Travis Kelce, you know, he gets the three-peat, you know, and then it's over. What else is there to do, right?
He's not going to get the three-peat, though.
Are you sure?
This is Dan Campbell's year.
I can't go, like, how can we bet against what they've done? Like, I understand that you think one day it's eventually going to run out, but you know what we also did this with? The Patriots, and they continue to win championships.
Mm.
So, until I see it, I'm still thinking that they're going to win it all.
The only thing that I would say is this. Nobody's ever won three straight.
Hmm.
I know.
But it's going to be cool to see it be a part of history. And I kind of have the feeling that it'd be a very boring Super Bowl. That's why I'm kind of hoping they play Detroit.
Yeah. Especially if they play like the Eagles.
And what I would say to you is this. If Detroit wins a Super Bowl,
oof,
with all of the injuries they've had during the course of the year,
mm-hmm,
that guy should get Coach of the Year and an extension immediately.
They're going to build him a statue in Detroit if that happens.
Right.
Yeah. Because I think out of every team, he's the guy where, like, the face of the Lions is Dan Campbell, right? Yep. Like, no other team. Maybe, I guess, the Chargers. You associate Harbaugh as probably the most famous guy, even though they got Herbert. Like, I still think maybe – but Dan
Campbell. When you say Detroit, you say Dan Campbell.
I see Dan Stones. Campbell.
Stones.
Stones, dude. And it's hard not to root for them, but I still don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs.
You know? You don't think so?
Nah, the Chiefs. Nah, they're gonna win. Like, I mean, what is this? They didn't even try this year. They got the one seed.
So, you know, we're talking about the first two. If I were to take a flyer, this is a flyer, I go with the Ravens. They got the longest odds, I think.
Do they really?
Of the... The teams home? That were available.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that was Lamar Jackson winning the MVP. Sorry.
Let me see. Super Bowl odds right now. I got to think that the Houston's got the longest odds.
No, but I'm saying if go to MVP of the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming whoever wins the Super Bowl, they're going to be on a winning team. So I took those top five guys.
Gotcha. And you took the longest
odds. Did it that way.
Favorite right now is the Lions, plus 320. Chiefs, plus 370. Ravens are 5-1. Bills are 6-1. Eagles, plus 650. Minnesota, plus 1500 is spicy. Minnesota's not going to win the Super Bowl. Come on. They can't do that.
I mean, isn't that crazy? 14-3. It was because of the road they have to take.
They do have to go on the road. But where do they start? They start in L.A.?
They go Rams, and then they'll probably go...
Probably Detroit.
No. Because they play the lowest seed, so... That means two and three.
Yeah, but that means six would have to win for them not to go. Like, there would have to be.
Right.
So they probably, let's see, playoff bracket.
But if two or three loses, then they don't go back to. You see what I mean?
Yeah, the lowest seed will go to the Lions. But
right.
Do you think the Packers are going to beat the Eagles? Because I don't.
No.
Do you think the Commanders are going to beat the Bucks? Maybe.
Then. And let's be clear. The Commanders did play in. I mean, they only had to play one good team in their division.
Put a little something on that. I'll put a little something on that.
You want to hear Chris Mad Dog Russo get mad at Jimmy Butler?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. Say it with your chest.
Tired of him.
Wow. All right.
I've had enough of Jimmy Butler, okay? Every 5 seconds he wants to be traded. This is a guy who missed 23 games last year. Pat Riley is running the Heat. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and he's a Hall of Fame executive. The head coach has won 2 championships, who everybody says, from an X's and O's standpoint, he's one of the best strategists and coaches in the NBA. And I got to listen to Jimmy Butler not like the way he's being utilized. A guy who missed 23 games last year, as Roddy said in last year's post-season analysis, the reason he didn't get the extension, greatness, you got to show up and play. You can't miss 23 games. The guy never plays. He misses game after game after game. He wanted out of Minnesota. He wanted out of Chicago. He didn't sign in Philadelphia. Now he wants out of Miami. Enough of Jimmy Butler. The only Hall of Famer on that group is the GM in the executive is Riley. I think the basketball is had it with Jimmy Butler. Show up and play and help the Heat win some games. And play 80 games.
Whoa. Wow. He's right. He has been bottled up on that.
I mean, like
80 games is a lot of games.
I understand that. But here's the deal. If after last season, the biggest complaint with your organization was you didn't play enough games, and then you start this year off missing a bunch of games.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to
play anything?
What do you think they're going to... How do you think the organization's going to feel?
He's going to be really mad when Jimmy Butler gets to the Hall of Fame, though. Just like Marcus is going to be mad when DeMar DeRozan gets to
the Hall of Fame. DeMar DeRozan is not going to the Hall of Fame.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the famous video today of Klay Thompson doing nothing. He pulled a Jimmy Butler the other day.
I'm already... That guy's dead to me. He's a bum.
What do you mean he's dead to you?
He's a bum, bro. He doesn't do anything.
He was just standing around looking around. That's fair.
Yeah, but he's still
Jimmy
whining.
That's the big problem with when you do these crimes is like you need your team to lose because when your team wins, nobody cares.
Well, that we're just talking about you.
What do you mean?
You will move right on to the next player.
Jimmy Butler for weeks was like
Mad Frog Russo says the Croquetta King. Isn't that funny?
Play any games.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to make. I think the most frustrating thing to me is the stuff he said before the season and how quick he got off of that. Right? I think that's the frustrating thing to me, because I took him for his word. I took him for what he said he was going to do. And so when you're looking from the organization's perspective and their point of view, after hearing all this and then seeing the antics, because he didn't get what he wanted, that's not what we talked about. That's not what you talked about.
You know what they should do? They should have him sit in that pavilion that Riley sits in with Zoe and Andy. They should have Jimmy sit there if he comes back from suspension.
Sit next to them?
Sit next to Pat Riley.
I'm still curious to know. On Friday, when they make the announcement for starters, is Jimmy Butler going to get announced?
Going to be interesting.
There is nobody more pettier than Pat Riley.
I say no. We have two petty kings. Two petty heavyweights.
I say no. We ain't even talking about Spo.
See, I think Spo's going to try and get through to him if he has to, because Spo's about hoops.
You don't think he has tried to before now?
I don't know.
Because wait. I'm not the one that said, that's what coach has me doing. That's my role.
Yeah, but you want to know something?
And then you think that's going to make up? You think
Spo's
18 years of coaching, he going to put up with that?
Spo's dealt with Dion Waiters, calling him out on Instagram.
Dion Waiters
wasn't
Jimmy.
I understand. Spo had to go through 3 years of Whiteside.
Whiteside ain't Jimmy.
I understand that he's not Jimmy, but he's had to deal with bigger headaches than Jimmy. Maybe not better players.
It's all about the play. Do you make a stand?
I get it.
Or do you go ahead on and put him out there?
He had to deal with LeBron wanting him fired early on. Like, he's been through the storm.
And he won
before.
Two championships.
I know, but
LeBron
in the moment,
as much as LeBron may have hated Spo at that time, you never thought that LeBron was going to go on a basketball court and not play.
Of course not.
The fact that we even have to ask that question, if he put Jimmy out there, is he going to play? That's a problem.
Well, LeBron did pull that game 5 against the Celtics. We all remember that game. Not with the Heat, when it was with the Cavs. Remember those? There were all the theories about DeLonte West.
You know what I'm saying. This is uncharted territory.
Dade South
for everybody,
says,
not for Jimmy though.
Dade South says the Heat organization needs a cuddle session.
Really?
That's a good point.
Read the hug rules first.
Play 80 games.
It's a lot of games.
The cuddle section.
Mad Dog, what do you think about the NFL schedule?
Play 80 games.
Well, it's too much, Mad Dog. It's too much.
Can I tell you, I'm not, you know, and they're going to make this.
I wouldn't mind if Jimmy played 65-70.
Wow.
Play 80 games.
He giving him a 2-game rest. At the amount of games Jimmy playing, he getting a million a game.
He might not play 80 games between the next two seasons if he keeps at this pace.
Play 80 games.
All right, you rascals. That's our show for today. It was lovely. From everything where we...
Was it cuddle lovely?
It was cuddle lovely. It was.
Okay.
Cuddle weather outside. Cold.
It is cuddle weather outside.
We'll talk to you, everybody, tomorrow.
Play 80 games!
All I want to do is lose money! That's all I want to do!
The storm is out west.
I think the Gulf Coast is going to mess
up. The Gulf course, yes.
Yeah, they're going to...
We're going to get those... Remember...
Of course. Go to break, Malik Frog, Washington. We'll be back with more. Go to break there, Lou Hoppa Polite.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
I see y'all when I see y'all.